Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events.
For the rest of us, there's Facebook. Did you read what that bitch said?
Hey, welcome to another episode of Keeping It 99 Presents Localize It. Today, a very, very special guest. Today, we got my man JC, who's been on the show before. Highly recommend go back, go listen to that episode. The man was singer of Dead Even. It's a fun one to bring up. People get wide-eyed when you bring up Dead Even to them. He was in Garmin Bozia. He's put together a million music festivals up in Cleveland, Unite in Cleveland's, and he's put together wrestling promotions. The man he's a jack of all effing trades. Currently, you can go check out Magic City Live. Go check that out. He's chilling with, you know, some world-class professional wrestlers like EC3 and Rockstar Spud and the guy who beat Goldberg at WrestleMania this year, Braun Strowman, whatever. He doesn't want to brag. He doesn't want me to brag for him. Always doing cool stuff. Influence on me for sure over the years. Just a wonderful dude, wonderful human being. And the last time that I got to talk to him, man, it was such a joy. And so it would be crazy for this podcast series not to go to Mr. Cleveland himself, Mr. JC, and ask him, what would you pick for our listeners to listen to for the Localize It series? And JC is picking a band that I'm kind of surprised. We've never mentioned this band on the show. They're a little band called Mushroomhead. Let's call JC up, shall we? Let's call JC up. I'm excited, dude. Let's do this.
Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Get wild at night. Turn the fuck up. We going out tonight. I've been waiting all my life. Every time I go out, I think I found my wife.
Hello.
Hey, JC, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Doing quite all right, brother. Doing quite all right. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this little podcast mini series with me, man. Really, I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure. Anything keeps the lore of music alive.
So what we've been doing here is we're putting out these little mini episodes where we're having people past and present, currently active in the Northeast Ohio music scene, picking a band from past or the present and a song to play on the show that you want the listeners to check out, or just whatever it is that you're in the mood for that day. And I was saying before I called you on here that it would be absolutely crazy to not try to get JC, a man who's, I mean, you dedicated so much of your youth to the local scene. Like, I used to just see you everywhere. And when you were on the show, like a little over a year ago and stuff, it was just I got such great feedback from that, and I had a blast doing it. And so yeah, you're definitely somebody I wanted to get a hold of. And I'm dying to know what JC is going to be picking for us today.
Well, thank you. I went, instead of, you know, there's so many different songs that define, that are in my DNA as far as Cleveland music, and not only the songs that I helped create, but the songs that, like, inspired me. So I actually chose to go at what started, you know, opening up the fourth dimension to the Cleveland music scene. And you know, because like I thought of, you know, I'd really like to do Integrity or Khmer or any of those bands that ended up defining my a lot of my late teens and early 20s and my 30s. But it all started with a friend from middle school, and his mom was giving us a ride home from school, and he put in a tape of his next door neighbor sang in this band. And they put the tape or the CD in. I think it was a CD. And he hit play, and it was a song called Second Thoughts by Mushroomhead. And I remember the orchestra hits and how dancey and energetic it was. And it was in the mid-90s where there was a lot of crossover of the techno world into the metal world and new metal world. It was a very definitive time with exploring, mixing those genres. I thought Second Thoughts had all that, what I loved about Mortal Kombat and what I loved about, you know, metal at the time. Cause I was, you know, eighth, ninth grade, maybe. It just kind of opened my eyes to a whole new world. And then finding out that that was Steve Rockhorse, who is now the singer of Mushroom Head. So it was kind of like a, you know, kind of a full circle type of Stand By Me story.
that's incredible. The Steve Rockhorse story in general, like of him going into Mushroomhead, that's one of my favorite stories going on. When I saw the new music video, like I popped a little bit. I was like, good for him.
Go get him, Tiger.
Good for that fucking dude. That's so cool to go from that kind of fandom.
They should have called it Steve at all, because it's just a really good representation of what Steve can do locally. Should have called it the Steve, Steve at all. It should be called Steve at all. And in reality, like that, he literally grew up next door to Jeffrey Nothing, Jeff Hatrix, who he replaced. So it is such a great story that, you know, we all are sitting back and enjoying real time, and I hope that their new record and that story gets told a lot more, because there's so much more feeling and energetic to that art that they're creating now because of Steve's story.
Yeah. Once again, kudos on the pick of this song, too. When you said Second Thoughts, it was another thing that I popped for. It has one of my probably my favorite opening line of any song with "All right, people, sit down."
I love that. Yeah. Boy, that Wake Up Little Parade songs that made the hit parade. You know, that whole J-Man, like, you know, very opening up, like, you know, it does hit really, really hard. I always liked it when they played it live, because, I mean, I saw so many of those shows back in the day, because you would get the Muppet theme playing. And this is what we call the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
And he would do a four snare hit. I get knocked down. I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down. I get up again. Never going to keep it. It was adding that Chumbawamba in there. Just was like, oh shit, the party's about to start. And it was just raw energy right after that.
Such good times.
We always talk, those are the black light, the goosebumps, we always call it. Whenever I talk to any of my friends from that era, we always talk about, you know, that black light, the goosebumps, there's, you know, the sweat, and you know, get all the confetti stuck to you, and you're just, you don't know what happened, but you know that you've just been sonically effed up.
Well, thank you so much, dude, for making today's pick and for answering the call for the podcast. It's you doing okay? Everything going good for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently producing. If anybody's interested in what I'm doing creatively, just check out freeec3.com. I'm definitely working towards creating a narrative for EC3 in this post COVID WWE world.
Reject their narrative. Reject the falsifications of history. Reject the commands for obedience. Free yourself.
I've been working hard on that. There's going to be a lot more that you'll see out of me artistically, involving a couple other professional athletes. But right now, my major focus is, you know, collaborating with EC3 to kind of create this new narrative. And if anybody's seen it online, it's a lot more reality-based, and it's definitely something that's not for... It's not really being written for any pro wrestling world, but kind of creating our own universe inside of. And there's you know, it's everything that I learned about how to produce music the right way and produce the visual art the right way over the years of working with, you know, Mushroomhead and Integrity and working up in Cleveland. It's finally kind of the art form's coming to life.
I've been keeping up, a diehard wrestling fan and a fan of a lot of your work, so I've been watching the EC3 stuff. I saw it, I was like, this is metal as fuck. Like, what you guys are doing is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see where it's going. Man, you have yourself a lovely rest of your night, man. I can't wait to see what kind of work you're putting out in the future, dude. Thank you again.
Yeah,
so much for doing this.
Thank you very much, and everybody enjoy listening to Second Thoughts. And
it's a great song.
Close your eyes and just you know, it's a really good way to get the party started.
Hell yeah.
All right, stay metal. I love what you guys are doing too, all right?
Thank you. I will, man.
All right, take care.
Show me what you got.
Motherfucker.